Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A couple of bits of late-breaking sports news for you guys. I mean, that's why you tune in, right? Late-breaking sports news.
Commit to this show, damn it. Commit to it!
I'm committed. I'm here.
Yeah, we are here.
We spend to win.
Not here.
Not today.
No. You don't confuse.
Hey, what are you saying?
Don't confuse us with the Oregon Ducks. I can assure you of that. We may be home of the Ducks, but we are not operating in that same tier, I can assure you.
And we are definitely fighting for clicks. Abso-freaking-lutely.
An Odyssey station.
There you go.
Well, one bit of news is from baseball, just real quick. The Blue Jays have signed Dylan Cease.
Yeah, I saw that.
7-year deal. He's starting pitcher, and he's not very good, so I don't know what they're doing, but whatever. And then just moments ago, we learned that Montana State football coach Brent Vegan is returning to the Bobcats.
Yes!
He will not be the coach at Oregon State.
The journey continues. So, to be fair, because right now online, Oregon State fan is trolling, and other people, trolling the Beavers and Scott Barnes. And I get it. It's at this point.
Why are they being trolled?
Well, because here's another coach that supposedly has pulled out. So, Paul Chryst said no, Polsick said no, and now Vegan said no. You do have to remember, to be fair, it is very possible that every one of these coaches was like, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want anything to do with you. But I would say it's more likely, again, not saying it didn't happen, but the more likely one is that Oregon State informed each and every one of these guys that we're probably going into a different direction.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
And this happens all the time, that when a coach is not able to come to an agreement or someone moves on to a different candidate, the coach instantly goes back to their school and says, well, I didn't want to go anywhere in the first place.
They allow you to save face.
Exactly.
I'm with you. I don't think you could draw any conclusions from this other than if Shepard, the guy from Alabama, now comes out and says, yeah, I'm staying too.
Now you're effed.
Then it's like, ooh. So or that may mean that Justin Wilcox came in late and stole the job.
Yeah, because there is the idea, right, that we were kind of led to believe through most people that it came down to three, that it was the North Dakota State, Montana State, and then Jamarcus Shepard, who is the passing game coordinator, kind of co-assistant head coach, one of those elevated titles. He's at Alabama. Young guy, never been a head coach, never been a full-time offensive coordinator, and is young. So this was the idea of it's one of those three. Two have dropped out, so Jamarcus Shepard, you're on the clock. And if it's not him...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, like you said, maybe Wilcox came into the 11th hour, or maybe you have botched this. If it's not one of those and it's not a Wilcox thing, then you have every right to attack Scott Barnes and be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you can't land one of your top four candidates. And I want to believe in Oregon State that it's not that case. You can't screw this up that bad, can you?
You certainly can. But it may just be Shepherd. You know? And it may be having to wait for, I mean, Alabama has a very big game on Saturday.
Yes.
Maybe they just have to wait. Yeah. And they're informing other coaches that, save face, go, pull your name out, because we're going to give it to Shepherd.
Get a little
he
raise.
Has agreed. Yeah. We just have to figure some details out, and we have to wait for their season to finish. So maybe that's what happened. They did not get Jim Mora Jr., unfortunately.
I'm a little surprised.
Hey, shut up.
I'm a little surprised that Jim Mora took that job.
Yeah, he went over to
Colorado State. Like, Jim Mora.
From UConn, if you didn't know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've paid any attention, but he's done a really nice job at UConn
UConn's
these last
been
couple
good.
Years. Yeah.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
They got a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award this year. I mean, he's done a really nice job. And I would think that with his pedigree, you know, he was one of the few guys to ever actually win at UCLA. I mean, he won 10 games there. And he did that with UConn. I would have thought, no offense to Colorado State, I just would have thought a better job would have come up. But maybe he's just his burned bridges and this is kind
of
where
it's
at.
Well, he is kind of an ass.
Yeah.
Maybe Cal?
Yeah, I just thought, because he was rumored for some bigger jobs, like, you know, the Arkansas job was open. Like Penn State's not going to hire him, but one of the lesser Big Ten or SEC jobs, or, you know, I just, like you mentioned, Cal could have been one. Colorado
Fort
State.
Fort Collins is super nice.
Yeah.
You know.
And they built new facilities. They have a new stadium. I don't know.
Winnable league.
I just thought it was, it's a great get for Colorado State.
Maybe he kind of strikes me, and we've hung out with him a little bit at the Pac-12 media days. He kind of strikes me as a guy who doesn't want to put up with a lot of the Power Four.
And there may be something to that.
Bull crap.
Well, he's 64, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
Is there an idea that you're going to pay him, let's say, and I'd have to look and see what he got, but let's say they're going to give him $2.5 million a year.
Bingo.
Guaranteed money.
Nice place to live.
Nice place to live.
His wife's happy with it.
Easy. He knows he's going to go to a bowl game. He knows he's probably not going to get fired there. You know,
and so
maybe at that point, at this in his career, there's less stress there, because he can be a super high T, you know. Brr.
They have a white running back, for goodness sakes.
All right, well, there's your coaching update. Brent Vegan returns to Montana State.
Yeah.
So the Bobcat fans are very excited.
I just have to believe,
I would imagine,
that when a coach that has no real possibilities in Paul Christ, and Montana State and North Dakota State, which are fine jobs, but they pay $300,000 a year. And they're at a complete level. Like, we got to stop with people asking, is the Montana State job better than Oregon State's? For the love of God, no, it's not. So the fact that you had all three of those guys go back, that really screams to me that they're waiting on Shepherd, and that they're informing those other coaches that it's time to move.
Either that, or they all looked at Oregon State and were like, yeah, nope. No thanks.
I don't
down with Scott Barnes is like, it's not the most, it's not like a.
That can't be a thing.
Honestly, though, I think it could be a thing. In the world where head coaches were willing to take coordinator jobs, like literally taking demotions because of the way college football goes, Chip Kelly, for instance, there were others that were like, no, I'm just going to go be a D coordinator. Why, at this point, hey, maybe I'll take an easier job for $400,000 somewhere else instead of going into a dumpster fire for $3 million a year.
Wow! Because one's making $300,000 a year and one's making $3 million a year. And for those coaches that are at those places like Montana State, dude, that guy has never made millions. $300,000 is the most he has ever made. That is not retirement money. That's not, you have to work Matt, obviously that's a $300,000 is a nice salary. That is not life-changing money. When you land at a school that's going to pay you $2 million a year or whatever, you know, that you can get out of that, and you're guaranteed a four-year deal, regardless of what happens, $8 million that you never have to work again and you take care of your family. And I know Oregon State isn't the shiny jewel on the hill. Oregon State, that program and the stadium and the facilities and the recruiting, but it is so much greater. We have got to stop romanticizing. If you went to Montana State and you looked around, you'd be like, what in the hell is this? Oregon State sneaky has some of the better facilities and best infrastructure on the West Coast. Dude, if you went to Oregon State stuff and then you went and looked at UW's and you looked at USC's, it's not as if Oregon State has crap. That's just not the case. It's just that they've become a popular punching bag, but I just don't buy for a second. Paul Chryst literally hasn't had a sniff at another job. And he coached at Oregon State, and suppose he wanted the job, and then he's like, you know what? Sorry, guys. I'm going to sit on my couch and do nothing. None of this makes sense.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
It can't be that bad down there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.